Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, everyone. Christopher Cumby here, and we're on the Move podcast, and I want to welcome you back to the show. If you're just tuning into this show, always recommend to go back and listen to the other ones because I like to stack on top of each other so it rolls to where this thing is going to my 100th show and beyond, because that's really the goal. Every day, I'm committed to coming in here and providing a value bomb, a golden nugget, something that you could take, apply in your life today and make some changes towards that which you want to achieve. So last show, I talked about you can't stop me. And I gave you the success loop tool that will pretty much make that statement true. Because when you have tools, nothing can stop you. And that's what this show is all about. So I wanted to make sure that I came in today to reinforce, if you listen to that show and the show before that and everything else, then it's probably appropriate that I talk about today that you got to treat all your fuck-ups as research and development, okay? So don't be too hard on yourself. And I'm one to talk, so I'm really probably talking to myself and more or less looking in the mirror doing this show, I pretty much am. But it helps me with getting the message across because these are the things that I had to work through and still do and use these tools at certain points in my life, my business, that helped me to realize that nothing's a fuck up, everything's a lesson. And those lessons are where you learn the most information to help you get on your way. So when you turn it all around, you start mapping things out. And listen, you know, life is lived forward, but often not understood until you look backwards. But here's the thing. You can still put foresight into the future, pull back what you really, really want through feelings, as I talked about in a previous show to that, that your emotions are such a powerful tool that it's actually controlling you anyway. So if you understand how to control your emotions, then you can imagine what you can do with it for the good side instead of the dark. Thought I'd throw a little, I guess maybe that's not even Star Wars, but you get the point. The Force is strong. So listen, you know, fuck ups happen. You've got to sit down, get your handy journal out, and write out what you learned from the incident, the one thing. And if we look at the success loop, and if it's a realization, like a real true realization in your life, and it's a moment where you're making a huge decision, then that tool, the success loop, is really good for you. And you can work that through in your journal. And I gave you an example in the last show. So I really encourage you to go back and check that out. But, you know, I'll reiterate some areas that just in case you're tuning in and you're going forward from here, that you can literally, you know, identify the things that you don't want. And when you do that, you clearly identify the things you do want. And that's the game changer, folks. And then it's your job then to learn ways to move that needle forward towards that which you want. And it takes tools and it takes support. And you know, one thing for sure, you need to have a support network around you, people you trust, people you can be vulnerable with. And you got to be careful with vulnerability. And you really do, because, you know, I believe I've learned some huge, huge insight by being vulnerable with the wrong people as well. And it can kind of backfire. But you learn very quickly how you can use your vulnerabilities to your advantage, not someone else's, your advantage. And having a real great network around you, you're able to express yourself in a way that you're not being judged and get that information out and onto paper or into, you know, the universe and release it. Because a lot of times people bottle stuff up, and it's that bottle up that really creates the stress, and then you don't even realize why you're stressed because it's so ingrained, it's almost habitual to a point where it goes unnoticed. And listen, consciousness is being self-aware. And being self-aware, you can start looking at the areas of your life that you can improve. And you can look at all the, you know, call them fuck-ups, and realize that you can then take that information, turn it around, and now you have a recipe. And man, there is nothing better than getting the full recipe. You know, oftentimes in this world today, and I see it all the time, people are getting seduced into things that, hey, I have a formula, a recipe, a blueprint, all this stuff. And then, you know, you fall into it and you find out there's a couple of ingredients that are missing. And it's not that, you know, wonderful cake that they made it out to be, that it's going to be the absolute best cake you've ever tasted. And then when you go, you try it out and it's, you know, kind of mediocre and it's not the best cake because there's a couple of ingredients missing. But yet, oh, you got to do something else to get those ingredients. So listen, you got to get all the ingredients that work for you. And the best way I know how is to investigate the world you live, your personal reality. And it's a great place to start with your personality, your behaviors, your habits. And those, thank God, can be changed. And that's what I'm going to point some direction to today, is how you can start to make changes in those habits and personality traits that are creating your personal reality. And, you know, I shared a book in one of my shows about Earl Nightingale and The Strangest Secret. If you didn't grab that, then read that. It's a great start. And I'm going to point out, you know, some very important books that have helped me in my life, and not only my life, but, you know, I learned them from my mentors, who are absolutely amazing people doing amazing things in this world. And you're going to meet some of them on this show in my interviews. And I'm very excited to share that because I want to encourage you to have great people around you. And if I can provide some of those for you as well through my podcast and the interviews, then that makes me happy. And I'm doing what I wanted to do with the show in the first place, to be with you every day so that you can tap in. And you know what? Get off your ass and realize and look in the mirror that you can make changes. You can do that today. And I know maybe the theme to this whole podcast has been about, you know, getting off your ass and making a move, but it kind of is. And I'm your coach today. If you allow me, or you want to listen in and you want to learn some things, and I know you're going to learn some things. You're here, you're listening now. So you are learning some things. And I hope that those things that you take and you apply every single day, and that's the purpose of me taking the time out of my life to do this 100 shows and more, so I can show you guys commitment, decisions, and how it can affect you and how you can get around really great people and start to build the things around you that are going to help you get where you need to go. And if you are where you are right now and you're happy with it, that is fucking fantastic. And I'm sorry for the F-bomb, but hey, I've already dropped a few. It's an explicit show, so I'm totally cool with it. Hopefully you are as well. I don't mean to offend, but it sometimes is a great way to get my message across, especially for go-getters like you that are here to learn and get to a new level. And let's assume that you are doing amazing things, but I know you have a dream. So what's holding you back? Maybe you already tried it, and maybe you failed. And maybe you said, maybe that dream's not for me, but yet it keeps lurking around you and shows up in so many ways and you're like pulled towards it. So let me give you a clue. It's probably something you really want to do. You have a fear. So part of doing anything and committing and doing it every single day is you get better at it. That's the whole purpose of this show as well. because I want to get better. I want to be a really good podcaster. I want to be a great communicator. I want to do things that will help other people get where they want to go. Guess what? Then I have to put myself out there, don't I? And then I have to get maybe some criticism. But I'm okay with that because it'll help me learn and give insight to myself if I want to take that criticism and use it as a tool. See, there's a method to the madness. Use the resources around you and be resourceful so that you can get where you need to go. Don't worry about the fuck-ups you had in your life. This show is designed right now today to just kind of bring it all together for you and make you realize that, hey, it's all good. You're here now. Make it happen. Take advantage of it. You only get one shot. So make it count. But here's the beauty about life is you only have to win once as well. You know, that big one. Just keep believing in yourself going forward and take the failures and the fuck ups and all the things that have happened to you and learn from them. That's the big thing. If you're learning, you're growing. And if you're growing, guess what? You're not dying. Get out of the comfort zone, wherever you are, right now. You know you can do more because you're being pulled towards something you want to do and you're not doing it. Why? Because you haven't attached a why. That is why. So find the why, find the emotion, find the thing inside of yourself that says, you know what, I am going to grow, I am going to go, and I'm going to get on the move, and I'm going to take some actions, and the people, places, events, circumstances, and things will start to show up in your life. I promise you that, but it takes action, and the universe will conspire. As Rumi says, life is rigged in your favor. Make it happen. Enjoy the day. Do something nice for someone and go kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.